Sean Davidson stands over a mass spectrometer at a lab on the University of Cincinnati's Reading campus. This is where the PhD and Vice Chair of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine and his staff take protein molecules and treat them with chemicals. The machine helps determine the structure of HDL, the so-called good cholesterol that protects against heart disease.
We're trying to figure out which particles are the important ones for cardiovascular disease and which ones are important for other things to try to raise those right ones for treatments. So we do that in humans, and we also have systems where we can actually trick bacteria into growing these proteins for us in large amounts so we can make mutations and things like that.
Davidson contributed this chemical cross-linking information when he and seven other academic institutions across the U.S. and Australia built a predictive model of HDL, something scientists have been trying to come up with for 30 years.
We got a bunch of my former competitors together, and we all looked at this molecule from our different techniques. So I always use the Indian parable of the blind men looking at the elephant. So different people were looking at different parts of the elephant and didn't know exactly what we were looking at. Well, we got everybody together and basically decided to describe the whole elephant.
UC organized the collaboration, and it was productive. Davidson says scientists now have the basic building block for how HDL is generated, and they're trying to understand how it goes through that process.
So can we help that process along with drugs? Can we, for example, get cells to put more lipid out to these particles faster to make more HDL, or different types of lipid to make different types of particles? That's what all the laboratories around the world are looking at right now.
Drug companies have been heavily investing in this effort, but Davidson says they haven't been extremely successful because they might be increasing the wrong types of HDL. Pharmaceutical companies already are successful at lowering the bad kind of cholesterol, LDL. Scientists understand the metabolism of LDL, and that spurred the development of a class of drugs called statins that reduce it.
And you want to have the LDL levels as low as possible and your HDL levels as high as possible.
We step over to Davidson's computer, where he has a model of HDL he describes as looking like a basketball.
And what we think those black lines on a basketball represent are these parts of the protein called ApoA1. And they sort of make spines across the surface of the particle that hold the lipid basically into a ball. We want to boost this process to make more of these particles.
And how easy is that?
Well, it's not terribly easy right now. I mean, we have several ideas about how we can get this protein to interact more with the cell surface to generate more of these HDL particles. And that's what we're moving forward with in the lab right now.
Davidson says he's excited to finally have a robust picture of what this protein looks like. Until recently, he and others had been chipping away at the edges of this problem for decades, saying the protein doesn't respond to the typical methods used to model other protein structures. This breakthrough took over a year of intense cooperation. Their research is published in the online journal Nature Structure and Molecular Biology. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.